Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
As a child, I wanted to become a flight attendant. I adored the stewardesses' elegant uniforms and their graceful manners when they greeted the passengers on board and then offered them drinks. However, soon I found out that my dream could never come true. I get awfully airsick. To be a flight attendant, you need to keep your balance, even during turbulence, which I couldn't. And I went to the hairdresser's vocational school instead.
Speaker B. It was my mum's idea that I should find a summer job this year. I don't mind. I've decided to work in a pizzeria, which is not far from our house. I love pizza, and I believe I will be able to get it there for free if I work for them, won't I? And I don't think the work will be very tiring. I'll be either delivering pizza or serving the customers. I hope to earn enough not to bother my parents for pocket money for a while. Speaker C.
When we are small, we all dream about heroic or glamorous careers. When it's time to choose, we often prefer the options most people choose. A lot of my friends are studying in colleges to become managers and lawyers. But I'm not sure all of them will be able to find a job afterwards. There are too many managers and lawyers nowadays. It would be a good idea, I think, to study the trends on the job market first, and only after that to make any career decisions.
Speaker D. I was very happy when I was offered a job as a shop assistant. The shop is far from my house, but it didn't worry me too much. Now the situation is different. My working hours start very early, and to get to the place on time, I have to get up at 6 a.m. And I often arrive late anyway. Public transport does not always work well in the morning rush hours. Another thing I hate at my workplace is that there are so many people there. Sometimes I get very tired and I cannot hide my irritation with the customers. My boss, naturally, is not pleased with me for that. Speaker E.
It's really difficult to choose a career nowadays. Life is changing so rapidly that at any moment we may lose our job and have to get some other qualification. The ability to accept and learn new things is essential nowadays, and we should learn them quickly. Even if you are a brilliant specialist, you are never on safe ground if you stop learning.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A.
As a child, I wanted to become a flight attendant. I adored the stewardesses' elegant uniforms and their graceful manners when they greeted the passengers on board and then offered them drinks. However, soon I found out that my dream could never come true. I get awfully airsick. To be a flight attendant, you need to keep your balance, even during turbulence, which I couldn't. And I went to the hairdresser's vocational school instead.
Speaker B. It was my mum's idea that I should find a summer job this year. I don't mind. I've decided to work in a pizzeria, which is not far from our house. I love pizza, and I believe I will be able to get it there for free if I work for them, won't I? And I don't think the work will be very tiring. I'll be either delivering pizza or serving the customers. I hope to earn enough not to bother my parents for pocket money for a while. Speaker C.
When we are small, we all dream about heroic or glamorous careers. When it's time to choose, we often prefer the options most people choose. A lot of my friends are studying in colleges to become managers and lawyers. But I'm not sure all of them will be able to find a job afterwards. There are too many managers and lawyers nowadays. It would be a good idea, I think, to study the trends on the job market first, and only after that to make any career decisions.
Speaker D. I was very happy when I was offered a job as a shop assistant. The shop is far from my house, but it didn't worry me too much. Now the situation is different. My working hours start very early, and to get to the place on time, I have to get up at 6 a.m. And I often arrive late anyway. Public transport does not always work well in the morning rush hours. Another thing I hate at my workplace is that there are so many people there. Sometimes I get very tired and I cannot hide my irritation with the customers. My boss, naturally, is not pleased with me for that. Speaker E.
It's really difficult to choose a career nowadays. Life is changing so rapidly that at any moment we may lose our job and have to get some other qualification. The ability to accept and learn new things is essential nowadays, and we should learn them quickly. Even if you are a brilliant specialist, you are never on safe ground if you stop learning.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.